legendary Joey Bats and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
I love the fact that people continue to pretend, but you want to know where it's at. You're coming to the right podcast every week right here in the TSL. Who knows? Maybe at some point we're going to expand to cover all co-ed football in West New York. We'll see whether or not someone picks us up in the offseason for the indoor football tournaments and leagues right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm JC, going across the bow to the northern end of the county, closer to Canada than anyone I know. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of the show, Mr. Bats.
Jimmy, thank you so much for the introduction. Lots to talk about today.
Joey, the crowd's going crazy. I'm sorry.
Already.
Guys, tone it down.
Quiet down.
It's just bad.
Quiet down. We just talked about this before you went on the air. Before you hit record.
Joey,
told them to be quiet.
You always stir people up.
These chicks are taking their tops off already. We're 48 seconds in and their titties are already out.
It's unbelievable.
Break here. This is why we don't have any female call-ins right now. We need to tone it down and pass it up a little bit here. Jesus Christ. Jimmy, I'm glad we're here. I'm ready to go. It's gonna be a good show. We got a great, great guest. People love to hate this guy about as much as they love to hate me, I think. But secretly, I really think they hate him a lot more than they hate me, a few people out there.
Well, hang on. Before you say his name, let's play his very special introduction to kick things off.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 16-time reigning, defending, universal TSL champion of the world, the greatest looking man on his team, Bobby the Arm McConnell.
I love that.
Fuck you. You love that. Dude's been out here for 3 minutes. He's got a fucking entrance team. Took me fucking 12 years I've been playing this fucking league to get my own theme, and this dude's been out here for a minute and he gets his own fucking lead in. Fuck you. Get off my fucking show.
Hey, we beat your team this week, man. That's why I got the entrance.
Did you see the team I put out there this week? It was fucking embarrassing. How many fucking passes did my guys drop this week? Are you fucking kidding me?
Little Birdie told me six. Little Birdie told me six on our defense.
We got embarrassed. I don't know if those six passes would have made a fucking big deal. But six passes, I mean, I can't throw to myself.
Leon can't do everything.
This dude fucking gets it. But seriously, he gets his own fucking entrance music. We need to talk about that off camera, Jim, with this guy.
Hey,
I don't think he earned that right yet.
It's a contractual thing. Anytime he goes somewhere, he's got a little child that follows him yelling things. So with that being said, though, hang on.
And now a word from your godfather.
It was said this past week, Eyes Downtown versus Gryffindor. Gryffindor lost to Eyes Downtown 48-45 only 2 weeks ago, and you could bet your firstborn child that Joey Bass and Jeremy Burr wanted nothing more than to get that first D1 win. Their only win was in a D2 crossover game against Bobby and company. The best path to getting that to happen is to find a way to get Jill and Amanda, Gryffindor's females, which are way too underrated for the record, going and playing smart. Is this time for the win? Sources say yes. Gryffindor by two. Those were the words by the Godfather. I'm going to turn it over to the two of you. Run away with it.
Could you fucking sit still for 2 minutes over there? You're fucking making me dizzy before we even get into our fucking game. Stop moving.
My dog needed to go outside and go to the bathroom, man.
Jesus Christ. 30 fucking seconds. Oh, my God. All right. Fuck me. I'm dizzy as fuck.
All right, let's talk about the game. All right, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Take it away.
Don't tell me to take it away on my fucking show. I'll lead you in. You sit your ass down. I'll lead you in on my fucking show. Okay, take it away.
Dude gets
a little 16-time entrance, and he thinks he's telling me how to do it on my own fucking show.
Woo!
Get out of here. We dropped, as we said earlier, six passes. The team I had out there would struggle in D3 this week. We were really, really bad. Burr wasn't even there. The Godfather needs to text me, email me, tweet me, whatever he wants to do. But we're hurting right now. My brother hasn't been there in 3 weeks. Burr hasn't been there in 2.5, 3 weeks, I think. We were short. Glasses wasn't there. You know he's my bread and butter.
Glasses. Whose glasses? Who's glasses? Who's this glasses guy?
The only dude with fucking glasses on my team who's terrible.
Does he have like the rec specs like Horace Grant? Yeah. Or is he got is he got like the band that goes around the back?
He's got legit fucking glasses. He played him before. He played with us last time when we almost beat you guys when he threw that fucking Hail Mary. So full team, dude. Honest to God. Without that, I told fucking Chadwick before the game to take it easy on us because we were going to get fucking rocked. The minute you put fucking Maddie Moore on my wife, I knew we were in trouble because that's she's my go-to when I'm in trouble. You know, she knows exactly where to be. That dude just, you know, he's got her by a whole fucking foot. His dick is, dude, his dick's got to be huge.
Yeah, I would assume it's long, it's narrow, but really long though.
It's got to be. You think it's? I think it's got a nice big fat head at the end. I bet too.
Yeah, yeah, it's real skinny, and then it's like got this weird mushroom head to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been trying to see it since I met him, so it's about 5 years now. I still haven't seen it.
Not B's brother. Like I said, B's brother puts out. Matt, dude, you got to wine and dine him a little bit. He's got great hair, too.
He does got a nice head of hair. He's got the ugliest shoes in the world. I don't think he listens to this. We'll try to get him to listen this week. He's got the ugliest fucking shoes in the league. Dude.
Oh, he's got those old ass Jordan cleats, right? With the screw in.
They're fucking gross. Almost as bad, Jimmy. They're almost as bad as 40-year-old playing guys. Orthopedic Nikes. They're disgusting.
It's really funny you bring him up, though, because he did send something to the Godfather's mailbag this past week that needs to be addressed. But before we get into that, is it safe to say when you have two legends on the field, such as yourselves, that it is going to be nothing but a bloodbath? Or is it, as some are saying, that, and Mr. Batts, I apologize for saying it, I am an echo chamber of the league. Is it safe to say that maybe D2 would have been more appropriate?
Ooh, tough, hard-hitting question right there.
Wow.
I am the Matt Lauer of the moment.
You are the
man. So you're gonna invite me in your office and lock the door? I mean, that's a good time.
That's what DJ Tommy does. That's why he's not here. It's okay.
he's upstairs right now. I think with my full team, dude, we can hang with anybody. But and we almost beat you a couple weeks ago.
You did really well with my full team. Correct. Yeah, but no, you're 100% right.
Without Burr and my brother there each week, we don't belong in B2. I think we could get robbed to B2 with that team I had out there Saturday.
So what's going on with your brother? Why isn't your brother there? What's going on?
My brother, he's the biggest fucking prima donna I've ever met in my fucking
bigger
life.
Bigger than you, man? Come on. I don't want to exaggerate.
I invite you on my show, and this is the third punch you've taken. Yeah, but I'm a fucking prima donna because I fucking own it, and I'm the best person in this fucking league. My brother walks around like he's fucking, you know, got the biggest dick in the world, and he fucking gets scorched. He's got, you know what my brother's like?
What?
Like the guy in high school who wears a varsity jacket who sits on the bench. That's what my brother's like.
He just plays for – he's just on the team for the chicks. He actually doesn't care about – being in the game, winning.
No, he's trying to get laid. He's happy with my sloppy seconds. You're absolutely fucking right. He takes my fucking he cleans up my laundry. That's exactly what he's like.
But, well, if you wear that wrestling singlet anywhere in public, in your house with your wife, like, I mean, anyone's going to get sloppy seconds. Doesn't matter if Brad fucking Pitt's there. I don't care, man. That singlet, amazing. That bulge you got makes Matt Moore look a little small.
Quick story about that. Jimmy, did you ever see me in the singlet, Jimmy?
Yeah, I wish I didn't.
Great, right? So that singlet I wore.
I think I saw you in a singlet and a GoPro at the same time.
I tucked a sock down there just for shit, because I'm really not packing too much heat. You know what I mean? I'm a 5'8" white guy. I'm not packing heat.
I actually put a sock in my pants at the Bills tailgate. I had these pants I got from Goodwill. They say NADS on them, NADS. They're real tight. I felt like I needed a little supplement myself a little bit. I had a fucking ball sock in them. I'll bust out the pants. Not that people can see them. I'll try and get them out the wash.
All right. So guys, I got to ask you then, since we've gone down this rabbit hole as far as we have, when you're talking about someone that doesn't need the sock down there, that is instrumental to the team, why is Burr not out there right now?
Oh, yeah. So Burr got, I don't think a lot of people in the league know this. He was, he delivers overnight mail. He drives like the mail around like the Syracuse, Nolan and shit. He got clipped on the 219 by a deer.
Three
in the morning a couple weeks ago. So he got clipped pretty good. He was in the hospital for a couple of days. Look, mild concussion. They said he's going to be out probably till, I would say, mid-October. So we're going to be – luckily we got a buyer with two in there, which help out. But we're going to be in trouble. And if he's not there, that's – you know, he doesn't leave the field when he plays with us. So We all wish him, you know, get well soon.
You pussy.
I think he's, you know, milking a little bit because he's a prima donna too. He wants to get out there and get the ball every time.
So Bats, did you have to go to the Universal sublist to face McConnell this week or what?
No, my God, no. We dog and pony showed it with the little bit that we had left on our fucking team. We had some stuff. We have a couple studs out there, but they did not play well. We did not have to use the Universal sublist. To my knowledge, I heard afterwards from a couple guys that there's a stud or two on the sub list who I should have went to. He's got some size and he's got great hands, so I'm going to lean on him a lot more over the next couple of weeks.
What's his name? I'm asking for a friend.
Chris Cole.
Oh, okay. I'll call him up.
Let me know if you need his number. I'll send it to you. Hold those nads up, please. I mean, this is only audio, but let me see those fucking shorts.
Look at his nads pants. Let me see if I can get the camera hovering over it. See the fucking nads, tight coach's pants right there.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't see it, these are red, white, and blue. They're blue shorts with red, white, and blue trim, kind of like red socks. Coach's pants. And they say nads right up on the upper thigh. Would that be?
So,
go ahead, sir.
No, yeah, you're right. You are, sorry. So, the last time you were laid was probably 6 or 8 months ago.
Well, they got this cool thing. It's called...
Let
me explain. They got this cool thing. It's called Tinder. But here's the thing. You can just misrepresent yourself. You show, like, you know, a picture. You airbrush on, like, 18 abs, kind of like Joey Bats normally has. Have on, like, a wig with this super wavy hair. You just go in, wear a hat, and you just wear
swipe right.
Like, real loose, you know?
Right. So I was wrong about a year. I was at least a year out.
You're right. Yeah, you're close, though. You're close.
So, gentlemen, between the two of you, when we're talking about this past week, and we got the perspective from Bad, so a little bit about what happened out there and some of the adversity, but Bobby, from your end, how much of a challenge really was this? I mean, it's not like you ran away with the game. You didn't run away with that game, right?
We did. I think it was 40 or 50 to nothing.
It was like 35, I think. Shut up. It was maybe 30, maybe 45. I don't fucking remember.
I don't know.
It was bad.
You know, I genuinely respect every opponent because I think you get beat on any given day. It doesn't matter who it is. I'm not one of those people that just show up and like, oh, we're going to win. We're good, blah. No, because that's how you get your fucking ass whooped when you have that attitude. And I remembered last time, and I wanted to win by obviously a lot more than last time. That was, you know, we had a little bit of lady luck on our side, a lot of lady luck on our side. I mean, the last game we played, you know, we were in control the entire game. I made a late mistake, 100% my fault.
Yeah.
And then we got bailed out again. So. I wanted to kick your ass. I'm not going to pull any punches. I mean, I wanted to really crush you. I mean, but that's always my attitude. But, you know, his team, though, even though they were undermanned, that was obvious. They did play really hard. I mean, I'm going to say one thing. Jill, I was on defense last time we played. That girl is one of the best girls at D1, you know, your wife.
Respect.
I'm not just saying that because you're in front of me because I'm just going to tell you how it is either way. But
I know you
she
would.
She can ball, man. She can ball. I was very, very impressed with her.
You see that, Jimmy? That's respect. We work in the backyard 2-3 days a week running routes.
So how long have the two of you hated each other?
Me and Jill are married. We got a kid.
No. The two legends of the league. How long have you guys been at each other's throats here?
We're like, you know what we're like? And I think we're like Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior. You know, I think that's a perfect reference. Obviously, I'm Hogan, obviously. And yeah. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I think, your longevity speaks for itself. I agree.
Correct.
I agree.
Exactly. I think that, you know, the intensity of Warrior's intensity, I got Hogan's, you know, Hulkamaniacs on my side. People love to hate you. They love to hate me. But secretly, like I said in the beginning, they secretly hate you for some reason. I don't know why.
No, people hate me. I mean, it doesn't bother me. If you live your life caring what people think, it's going to be a lot harder, man.
Some of these fucking herbs in this league.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously you want people to like you, but you don't waste any time at all, any breath on, you know, if people hate you or not. So it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter to me in that sense. But,
people can hate all they want.
Sorry, go ahead.
You know why I'm Hogan versus Warrior, Jimmy? It's because Hogan, it was Hogan's idea to put Warrior over at WrestleMania 6. You know, he really? Wouldn't, Warrior wouldn't go over without Hogan's approval. So I'm letting Bobby go over these couple last couple weeks. I'm feeding his ego, though. You know what I mean? I'm allowing him to, okay, you know what? He can beat the champ. I won two titles last year. I want to keep coming back and let people, other people win. You know,
but now, Bobby, I have to ask you, though. A lot of people in the league may have a negative viewpoint or stance on things because there are players on your team that are a little bit more opinionated. And sometimes they turn to the captain and say, why can't you rein this in? Why don't you tell this player X, Y, Z? And a lot of people really don't like Jeff going Farr. Up against Beth. They don't like going up against Jeff. They don't like going up against half your team. Talk to us.
Yeah, Jeff. You know, I got it. Jeff Farr is unbelievably, he's just such a jerk. He's so mean out there. He yelled at Joey Bats last week. He's like, why did you throw that to me? I didn't want to intercept the ball. And he's got great hair, though. He's also has great hair on our team. Let me just say this. There was a Category 5 fucking hurricane. Once the wind stopped blowing, Jeff Farr's hair would go perfectly back in place.
Is so, he losing his hair?
Jeff, no. It's perfect.
He doesn't have a receding hairline at all?
No. That's natural, and it never moves, man. One of those people, you dip it in water, it just stays the same.
Shout out to them. Jimmy, by the way, not to interrupt you, Bobby, shout out to Jeff Farr and Joey Ruderman. They got engaged, right? They're engaged?
They did. They went to a very risky place to do it. They went to Los Angeles in the house that OJ built. She is a blonde woman.
Wow.
The house that OJ built, and they bought memorabilia.
Is this true?
Towards an OJ attack, but they made it out.
Did this really happen?
Yeah, that is the truth, though. They were at New Orleans Saints, LA Rams. Of course, Drew Brees got hurt. They're at the game, and that's where they got engaged. I didn't get the details of how he did it. They were probably deadlifting against each other, you know, or slap boxing. And then, you know, he got on one knee because they're both very competitive.
That's, all right. So Bobby, part of the rumor out there is that Jeff was actually a potential walk-on for an NFL team and things didn't work out. He was undrafted. Am I correct in this?
You know, we play men's flag football I will leave the player unnamed, but he played on the Bills for a hot moment, and Jeff was their best player. So Jeff made the joke. He's like, maybe I should be on the Bills. Obviously, he said that very, aw, shucks, Peyton Manning-y, matter-of-factly, but, you know.
Who's the
Jeff
guy?
Is the best player on our team. I mean, it's true. Not,
who's the guy?
No, I won't say.
He's not
going
to fucking listen to this.
He's a very nice man. He's a very nice man.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
But he was puking in the bushes after, like, after the fucking first series, this guy. As Jeff Farr's just running like a gazelle. Perfect hair, Joey cheering him on from the sidelines, doing push-ups.
With her top off.
I'm not touching that one.
So this dude who played in the Bills was puking. That's what a pussy that guy is. Don't give me his name, because I'll rip him apart.
A little bit of out of cardio shape, that's all.
Interesting. Yeah. That must be nice.
So, sorry, Jim, what was your question? What was your question, Godfather. Jim?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going back into the mailbag here real quick from the Godfather's mailbag. And this goes like this. Gentlemen, I need you both to chime in on the back end of this one. And Mr. Bass, this one's going to hurt. It states, quote, I didn't ask for mailbag questions, but got one anyway. Good evening, Godfather. In your name, I pray. I pray for my family and friends and to remain in good health. I pray to marry Casey or Katie. Casey. On AWDIQ. Lastly, I pray the downfall of Joey Bats continues. It's time for him to find a new hobby. With that being said, here is one for your mailbag this week. Does Joey Bats win one game in D1 all year? Scotty D. And the reply from the Godfather goes like this. Thank you for the email, Scotty. To answer your question, as much as I want to say yes, it doesn't seem likely. You only have two games remaining this season. This week against Eyes Downtown, we know how that went. And next week against Tight Ends in Motion. ED is the best team in the division currently, and TEIM has defeated Gryffindor 75-15 in their two meetings this season. I want Joey to win one, as he's a fantastic human being and all, but that's a tough hill to climb. So these are the words from the Godfather this past week. Please chime in now.
I don't know who the fuck this guy thinks he is. Wow. Calling me out like that.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Does he know who he's fucking, like I just said?
Now, Mr. Bats, I have to tell you right away, I do have an inside scoop that there was a potential Godfather ghostwriter this week that
I can imagine
that answered that mailbag question.
Interesting. I can absolutely imagine.
Line.
That's an interesting fact. You know, a couple things come to my head right when I read that this week and when I hear you repeat it back to me, Jimmy. Number one, you know, he says that, well, I think he said something like, I'm a nice guy or I'm a fun guy. Fuck you, Godfather. No shit, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. You're not very nice. I agree.
I'm truly a fucking legend in this league. People love it when I lose. You know, this Scotty dude, I've never said boo to him. I think he's a little upset because we called him out last week when Garrett was on here, and he had a lot to talk about with Garrett. And he's just – now he's just picking punches. This kid better watch it or he's going to be out of the league soon. Because I make one phone call to the Godfather, and bam, this kid's gone. You know, his reputation is ended, and he's not playing. He's playing in D6 with I can't even name a D6 team. That's who he's playing with because they're so bad.
Let me ask you this. Who's Garrett? Is Garrett the redheaded Garrett? Is that who was on last week?
Garrett is – he used to play with Daryl.
What's his last name?
Beesing.
Oh, yeah.
You know him if you saw him. You know exactly who he is.
Okay.
So he was on last week, and his quarterback is a new kid. I don't really know him too well. I've only seen him play once or twice. He's not even in the conversation with you and I. If you and I, like I said, are Hogan and Warrior, this motherfucker's like Crash Holly or Spike Holly. You know, someone –
Molly fucking Holly.
Holly with his little baby dick too, I'm sure.
A lot of
disrespect in Jimmy, and honest to God, we'll get there. We'll figure it out. It takes time. It's a playoff game. You know, this is a playoff team. We're not built for the regular season. There's only five teams in D1, which is great. We're gonna limp into the playoffs, and then we're gonna make some fucking noise. I'm not too worried about it. These people are gonna need to worry about themselves and stop worrying about the dream over here. You know what I mean, Jimmy?
Okay, I gotcha. And you know, this is not in the mailbag, but I got to throw this directly at you, Bobby, because I want you to take the reins on this one, to champion it to start, and feel free to involve Mr. Betts as well. We've talked a lot this session and on this podcast, the only podcast that matters. You could listen to the Joe K. Emily Curry DSL podcast and fall asleep if you like, but if you listen to this one, you're going to have a good time, okay? And on this one, we've talked about numerous times how the refs, there's been some things that have been a little bit disgruntled and some problems. I want you, Mr. Legendary Bobby McConnell, only second to Mr. Betts, contractually obligated to say it that way. Is there any issue in your mind with the refereeing in D1?
And be honest, because you're
I'm not going to give you the cookie cutter answer, but I'm going to tell you no. I mean, there was one game I was obviously very upset with, you know, Garbaz. You know, he missed the tag. It was a key tag on an interception I threw, and they went down and scored, lateraled it to a girl. But the point is this, that's one call. Garbaz has been really, really good. Josie has been really good. I think his name is Mike. He's been very good as well. I know it's not the answer you want to hear. I know you want me to stir the pot. But
No. We want truth, Bobby. No complaints at all
about the reffing. I can only think of like two calls that I've disagreed with, you know, heavily. You know, there's little ones here and there sometimes, but like there's been like two out of, you know, I played seven games. So I'm very happy with it. What refs don't you like? Tell me. Not just trying to flip it on you, but what refs are you not happy with? Like,
that's a good answer. That's going to get us a lot of ratings. I appreciate that, Jimmy. If you can edit that part out, and we'll make him talk shit, which will get us a little bit more ratings. You know, thanks, Bobby. I'm glad you're on here.
Fuck Garbaz in your City Mattress commercial. You look wonderful.
There you go. See, put that in there, Bobby or Jimmy. Right. Fuck, you know, they're all doing great. Shut up, they're not doing great. Jay-Z is fucking brutal. Absolutely fucking brutal. I got no problem with Garbaz. He knows what he's doing. Jay-Z is fucking terrible.
Yeah, but you're only saying
of a couple of calls you can think of that you really hate.
Are you only saying he's brutal because he's abiding by the rules, or
I've been flagged three times this year for unsportsmanlike conduct, Jimmy? I'm the nicest guy in the fucking league.
Go on.
I'm the nicest guy unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's a lie.
Because I yell "fuck you," that's a terrible call. That doesn't need unsportsmanlike conduct. Keep the flag in your pocket.
I disagree with you 100%. I disagree with you 100% on this. Listen, you know, berating the officials, you know, I obviously berated Garbaz week one for a long time. You should have thrown a flag at me. You should have thrown me out. I know I was wrong. I called his fucking ass and apologized the next day on the phone.
Oh, my God. What happened to you?
I did. No, I did. I called and apologized to him. But no, I'm always self-aware after the game. But if somebody says, fuck you, or fucking terrible call, what the fuck, they should get a flag, because this is why. It's the old thing where if you let somebody get an inch, they take a mile. So next time it's fuck you, you're a cunt. I hope your mom dies. You know what I mean? You
wow.
Throw 15
yeah,
down.
I'm not somebody.
That you're not going to let that go any farther, man.
I'm not just somebody. I'm. It's me. You know, it's the dream over here. You know what I mean?
That's about it.
If you make a shitty call, I'm going to let you know. You know what I mean? I'm paying you fucking $20.
Can you do it in an articulate way, though, Joe? Can you be I tagged him with two hands. I touched his fucking butt cheeks.
Yeah, I could say something like that.
What are you looking at? Like, can you do some? That's, you know, where you're angry, but you're still getting your point across. You're not like, fuck you. Fuck you. You know, that's where the line, I think, of 15 yards is drawn.
I like to get people looking over at my game. You know, I like to put shows on for everyone. I could pull them aside and say, hey, man, that was a tough call. You really tried your hardest. Fuck you. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to fucking scream because I want people on the field three to run. Oh my God, what's going on? Oh, it's just the dream is playing on field three. You start throwing darts. I play better with the crowd. You know what I mean? Most of my games are usually blowouts because we usually beat so many people. We got to get the crowd back. So I like to fucking yell. And if you make, like I said, if you make a really shitty call, I need to tell you. Like Carl. Carl's my boy. Nice guy. Great guy.
The one with the ref shirt? The ref shirt?
Yeah. He's struggling. Carl is struggling this session. I don't know if he is nervous because I yelled at him the first week. I know a couple other people have yelled at him. But he is really, really struggling. He did my girls game this week, and he had a rough, rough day. And I let him have it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to apologize. Actually, I apologized to Carl once, and I regretted it instantly after. I'm not apologizing. I ain't saying sorry for you shitting the bed in a fucking call like that. Come on, you're better than that. I can't believe, of all people in this league, you're taking the fucking high road. I'm so disappointed in you right now.
You know, I'm gonna be sure. Okay, two things. Number one, Jay-Z has had a couple calls in big games, playoff games. I can think of that really fucking, you know, really affected the outcome of the game. I was really pissed at him, and I fucking told him I was pissed at him, and I did it in some choice words. There's no doubt about it. But this session, I think he's refed two or three of my games. I haven't had an issue with one of his calls, and I'm gonna want add another point to that. Now, I'm not expecting you to say to the refs or anyone to say to the refs, oh, good try. I'm glad you tried hard, but even though you made a call against us, it's all right, buddy. No, I'm not expecting that, but I'm also not expecting, fuck you, cocksucker, or fuck you. How about somewhere in the middle? Like, that was a terrible call because of A, B, and C. What were you looking at? Like, question him to get to the bottom of why he came to that decision in your angry voice. I feel it's warranted, not 15 yards. But once you start dropping, you know, F-bombs, that's when – you know, guys don't think it's worth the $20 anymore, the refs. And, man, I think you should call 15-yard penalty anytime for F-bombing a ref.
Wow.
That's how I feel, man.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm extremely, as I said, I'm very disappointed in you. But you have gone soft. I don't know what happened to you. Old Bobby would have been all over with me, and that's the kind of Bobby I wanted. Wow, I don't – again, okay, I understand. I respect it. I just didn't expect it from you. Wow. I mean, I'm almost at like a loss, and that doesn't happen too often with me because of all the people that I ever thought would be all over him with me, it would be you. And I can't believe it. And I can't believe you called Garbaz and apologized.
I did. We had a long conversation. Mostly we got off the football thing quick, but I was very grateful to him because I was a total asshole to him week one. It was unwarranted. I told him how it was fucking terrible about five or six times. And that was wrong, man. I mean, I'm a realistic fan. If I'm watching the Bills, I'm not that fan who's like, oh, they give the Patriots all the calls or the refs are against us. No, I'm like, man, the Bills player just fucking held them. That's a good call. And I move on. That's how I watch sports, how I play sports. I'm a little more invested, obviously, because I'm there. But I only argue the calls I'm really passionate about. I'm not going to argue every fucking call. I do argue a call, though, I go for it. That's for sure.
I know you do. And that's why I love to hear it. Speaking of your passion. What do you guys say before your game when you go into your little group huddle? I've always tried to get in there and listen to your group sessions or your group huddles before. What do you tell the team, the squad, before they take the field or even if you're doing it in the first huddle?
Oh, man. It's just, you know, I mean, people have heard it. I mean, when I play with the girls' team, stuff like that, when, you know, they were nice enough to invite me, Emily, in the wine tournament. I love playing with the girls too. It's such a challenge and it's really rewarding in the sense that they're such great athletes and you know, they can fucking ball. But
agreed.
you know, I'm not going to tell you what I say in the huddle on everything before. I'm not, but it's usually very encouraging and things of what I think needs to be done that game for that specific team. Like, you know, it's never like, I'll tell you what it's not. It's never like, fuck Public Enemy. I hate fucking Tito and, or well, there's no Tito, fucking Cole or Tommy, because I don't
hate Tito. Anyone.
Yeah, I just was given a random name, but it's never my huddle where, contrary to probably popular belief, it's not like, fuck them, take their heads off and fucking eat it.
Fucking Tito. Like,
logical things that needs to be done for the game, because I don't hate anybody in life, and I say that right now. I think people, honestly, that hate people over co-ed football are fucking...
Agreed.
Okay, let me think about it. They're kind of losers in a way. Here, because
Herbs. Herbs is the perfect word.
Just nerds. Like, if you hate someone nerds, over co-ed football and you don't really fucking know them, you don't hang out with them after. I mean, loser's a tough term. I'm going to backtrack on that.
God, what happened to you?
You just kind of, you know, you're not a logical thinking person. If I'm sitting there like, Joey Betts screamed at me, said, because you have dropped some F words at me before. I hate Joey Betts. He yelled at me. You know, I don't
Jimmy,
know
I was just still about saying to...
that. I'm like, no, the guy's just trying to get in my head, do his little fucking Hulk Hogan shtick. The game's over. He's pretty cool after the game. Well, give me a half hour to cool down and I'll slap him up. But I don't know why people hate people over co-ed football. Those people are just like, must be really sensitive. Their mom and dad told them they're amazing at everything and fucking, you know, oh, you're great little Johnny. You know, those kind of people, anyone ever crossed them, they just, Jimmy, I hate you. It's just Jimmy, a pussy-ass defense mechanism.
I was just about to say that to you. When I play him on the field, he is probably my least, top three all time least favorite people to play. And he's 100% absolutely right. I talk so much shit during the game to try and get in his head a little bit. I say the stupidest, most ignorant and disrespectful things I can possibly think of during the game. I giggle after the game. My wife Jill goes, you got to stop. You're so mean. I'm like, I know. And I do feel bad during that, a little bit after the game, because you're a great dude. And I tell this to everybody. You and I talk wrestling a lot. We fucking both love it. We talk a lot of shit about random stuff that does have nothing to do with football. But during the fucking games, I fucking hate you more than anybody in this fucking league. We were playing right before the wine tournament. Me and Corey Turner were flipping, doing a coin flip or doing whatever. And you're calling him over. I'm like, dude, what is he doing? And but Corey's like, hey, Bob, just give me a minute. No, I need you now. I'm like, Bobby, we're fucking doing the coin flip. Give us 3 fucking seconds. You couldn't. And I'm like, Corey, I'm like, I hate him. I fucking hate him. And I can't. And during the games, dude, I really do. And I think that's how a lot of people think that you're like that during the games, like that off the field. And I think that's completely ass backwards, because you know, we do talk, I think, occasionally. We do talk a lot, I think. And we fuck around a lot. And it's a lot of fun. And that's a perfect way to say it. You're absolutely right. And the difference between you and me and how our relationship is compared to others, people think when I talk shit like that on the field, that's how I am all times. You know what I mean? I do that. I know it turns people's buttons. It's so easy. So I continue to fucking do it. But off the field, like you said, give me fucking a couple minutes to calm down. I'll high five you. We'll get a drink after. We'll fucking talk shit. Who cares?
Gentlemen, do you face each other again this season?
One other thing, Jimmy. You know, I agree with Joey 100%. I'm not just sitting there to kiss his ass, kiss his rings, whatever. But
I'm Hogan, so...
You are Hogan. Kiss the ring. But when you, I would imagine, I don't know where you grew up, Joe. I think it was Maryvale. But, you know, even where I grew up, not that it's the mean streets by any means. Hamburg is not the mean streets. But when the competitive, how you grew up and you play competitive sports, the kids in the neighborhood, I mean, if we didn't agree on the score, we fist fought. You know what I mean? I'm old, I'm 37, so kids used to fist fight. Like if, oh, it's 6-5. No, it's 5-5. Then it turned into a fist fight. Then, you know, 2 minutes later, we resumed the game and agreed on the score. Like, I came up super competitive in a nice, you know, middle-class Hamburg neighborhood, but that's how we were, you know? I mean, I used to get the shit beat out of me by the older kids in my neighborhood. I was, like, the second youngest one. And then I go to the next neighborhood over. I was just their age, and I kicked the fucking shit out of them.
I would love to see those kids you beat up, honestly. Can't believe that for a minute.
They were about 40 pounds, and I was like, no. But you know,
when they were 12 years old, I was 18. Yeah, I got it.
You know what I mean? I'm not like, I'm figuratively saying that. Figuratively saying
I got
that.
It.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm getting, it's just, we grew, what I'm trying to say, main point is, both of us probably grew up really competitive, whether it's your brother you're competitive with, for you and Anthony, or me, just a lot of boys in the neighborhood. Like, when you're competitive and you have it out, and then after, like, the game's over, you guys just hang out and freaking chat.
Have some fucking yoo-hoos. Dude, I grew up in Depew. Fuck Maryvale. You heard. Fuck you, Kenzie. Fuck you, Garrett. Fuck you, Chris. I heard it. Douchebags.
So do the two of you face each other one more time this session, or is this that was the end? This
that was
past
it.
Weekend?
That was it. Yeah, he swept me this week. I mean, hopefully, dude. Honestly, we got to get through the first round of the playoffs. That's gonna be. I think the fourth seed will end up playing the fifth seed, which we got the fifth seed locked up already because we're fucking terrible this year. So we'll play. If we can get past the first round of the playoffs, we'll make some real noise.
Can I have a commitment anymore from both of you on the table right now? If the two of you do wind up facing each other this session one more time.
Okay.
Can we agree that the referees for that game will be Joe Z and B's brother?
No.
Done.
No.
I'll agree to that. I want B's brother on the line. I want B's brother on the line right now. I want him counting. I'll even let him do the 6-1000 count. We'll let the girls do it. But B's brother, if he can count to 6-1000 every single time without missing a number, he deserves his $20. Game over. Jimmy agreed.
I do not agree to that. I mean, B's brother and Joey have a long relationship. I believe Joey used to pick him up and take him places. Lenny used to say, I don't know where he used to take him. Drive him places, hang out. I would say there'd be a little bit of collusion there.
You know, we've never talked about that. We've never talked about, like, the plethora and hours of videos that are still sitting on YouTube.
On YouTube clips, yeah.
Tell me about these videos. Tell me about them. I want to know.
That was a bet. Before Lenny passed away, God bless that man. It was a year me and my brother played with Chris and Garrett Kenzie. When Matty Moore was on their team.
Yep.
So the first game of the year is my first time in D1 for me and my brother in probably 5 years. We were playing Public Enemy. The bet was if we won, Lenny would buy us two, the WWE tag team titles.
The actual ones. It was, they were the
replica.
We spec'd them out. They were going to be not the replicas. They were like the authentic ones. Like
$300-$400 probably.
Yeah, right? Dude. Yeah. It was going to be like $1,000 for the two of them.
They were fucking, they were like, it was when Raw and SmackDown split, so they were the Raw branded, the red ones. They were fucking sweet. And if we lost, I would have to pick B's brother up to take him to sports Saturday football, and my brother would have to take him home. So first game, I think we fucking lost by a touchdown. We just got beat on the last drive. So I'm a fucking man of my word. I picked that motherfucker up every week for the next 8 fucking weeks. And you know what? My motherfucking brother drove him home one fucking time. I had to drive him home every single time after that. And, you know, we might have stopped and got some Dairy Queen. We might have stopped and got some Ted's on the way home. I threw the kid a fucking bone. But one thing I did do was I had my fucking a nice white Cadillac. I fucking lined the seats with like garbage bags because he's a little stinky and I didn't want that on my seats. In case you're wondering. If anybody doesn't know the references I'm throwing out right now. I know we got a lot of a big range of listeners. You know, I do a lot of wrestling references. Google Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, WrestleMania 6. Google
Toronto.
Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Crash Holly. Google them. That's little tidbits. I would go to the Google machine and try it real quick, just in case you're wondering who these people are. If you don't know who Hulk Hogan is, I don't want you fucking listening to my podcast either. Get the fuck out of here.
So, gentlemen, before I throw one more thing at you, Bobby, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got something for you. You know, I mean, I'm going to not kiss your ass again, but, you know, that was cool of you. When somebody gives someone your word to do something and you do it, you follow through. I give you props for that. I don't know what Anthony's deal is. Why the fuck couldn't Anthony drive?
Because he's that kid in the varsity jacket who sits in the back and is too cool for school. That's exactly why. He thinks
my brother
do
all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Make out the chicks under the bleachers trying to get a handy. Yeah,
stop stroking me over here. By the way, too, you're getting me going right now with all the strokes.
I'm bothered now. All right, sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
All right, guys, we are running over on time, but I do have to hit you with this one last thing. It's been magical so far. That's why I didn't cut it short. You can't stop magic once it starts happening. Hey, there has been reports, and this comes directly from the rant after talking with Ramirez as well. There are reports the vehicles are being damaged by other TSLers. So, could you imagine showing up to the fields? You park your car. And then next thing you go back and you got a huge dent or your mirror's crushed. Oh, how do you feel about that, guys?
Oh, I did not hear that. I usually bring because we take my daughter to my parents' house. We have another Cadillac that we use. I would be fucking.
Notes. There's no notes, no apologies.
Are you saying somebody's like punching mirrors and shit, or is it just like people hitting it with footballs on accident?
Someone's vehicle was slightly damaged going back up, not this past weekend, but the weekend prior. It was brought to the attention of the league. No one knows who did it. They're on the look and trying to find things out just to get it squared away and done the right way. So, in your opinion,
do you think it was a rivalry game? Do you think it was like somebody against somebody, like after they started, I hate him, he beat me in football, and then they start punching your
whose cars you been hitting, Bobby? Whose cars you punching, Bobby?
Whose car did you hit? You're getting awfully defensive over there.
You had a lot of specifics for us.
Yeah.
Well, the other day I rolled up for the game, and Cole and Tommy Hughes are outside, and they're rocking my car trying to flip it. So.
This is before you were in it, or after the game?
Yeah. Wow, no, I'm actually totally kidding. And when I don't hate either one of them, I don't care if they hate me. I think it's fucking silly to hate someone over football. But anyways,
You know who it was, Jimmy? I think I saw fucking Beth trying to tip over Taylor and Margo Pagano's car.
But no, she tried to, but then she started rolling around. She had a leg injury. She came down with a leg injury. Started rolling around a little.
Oh man! No,
and Beth, I love you. Shout out! I don't care what anyone says. You're a hell of a player. I do enjoy playing with you, even though you yelled at me last week after you dropped the pass.
Personal apology is going out to you and your team. By the way, if I go back to it, this past week I couldn't be there. I had family in from out of town. But 2 weeks ago, when you were on the field, I definitely played that song, Beth. Specific for you guys, you know. I know that there was some heartfelt emotion there, you know.
What song did you play?
Oh, you just Google the song Beth, and you're going to know exactly which one I'm talking about. I think it's by Kiss, right? Yeah, middle of your game, like nearing up to halftime. I played that at full bore. Everyone turns and looks back, and she just had that glisten in her eye. I don't know if it was a single tear or a gentle smile. It was one of the two. She's a sweetheart, though. I like her.
She's a hell of an athlete, no matter what you want to say, hell of an athlete, and she is a good person off the field. You actually take the time to talk to her. On the field, you know, she's Hurricane, but, you know.
Hurricane.
She's hysterical to talk to, actually. Really is.
She's very nice. I do like her off the field, too. Even on the field, even I like it. She's so easy under her skin. It takes me about a play and a half to get under her skin if I really wanted to. It's super easy.
All right, gentlemen, let's get it. This is the end of the show. Give me your final thoughts. Going around the room right now.
Joey, go. Joe, you go first.
Bobby, do not lead me into my own fucking show, okay?
The real reason is I have nothing to say, so I'm going to play off whatever you say.
Okay, that's what I expect you to say. I will go first. I will control my fucking show. Actually, we let Jimmy control this fucking show because he knows his shit.
I slept away for like 20 minutes, man. I let you two go, man. Hey. That was magic.
Fucking Bobby. Twice this motherfucker's done it. I invite him on the show with us. And he's fucking leading me in. Jesus fucking Christ. Final thought. Same as last week, Jimmy. Right now, my team's struggling. When the chips are down, everybody's coming at you. They want to kick you when you're down, like this Scotty D4, who I heard is trying to get hooked up with one of these chicks on their team and has no game, from what I heard on that Telegram app. Dude, I don't know who he's trying to hook up with. The Casey chick.
Hold on. I want to interrupt you. Joey, let me interrupt you. I know I'm breaking the rules again.
It's all right.
Tell me, I want to hear about your game. Single Joey. You're single. Let's pretend you are. What's your text game? Teach me the way, man. This is a guy on Tinder puts a picture of Matt Moore's face and Jeff Carr's body on there.
My wife listens to this podcast. I cannot get into details. I have a daughter now, man. I'm an adult.
Well, how did you get your wife? Let's start. You can say that. What did you do?
I took my shirt off and she saw me with my eight-pack. That's how I got my wife. We were bartending. I took my shirt off. I'm like, hey, sweetheart, you want to grate some cheese on this stomach? Bam. She's wet. She's moist. We go back in the back room and fuck. That's how I got my fucking wife. Okay.
Whenever I do that to chicks, they say, "Wow, your belly's white like the underbelly of a killer whale," and they try and harpoon me. So I don't understand what you're talking about. You know.
They say, "Can I put my sunglasses on? Because your pasty white skin is blinding me." Don't interrupt my final thought. You let me go first. Don't interrupt my final thought.
All right.
Back to this Scotty kid who's got no game, bro. 716-400-5045. Shoot me a text this week. I promise you I'll help you get laid. I promise you. Give me 3 minutes of your time. You'll get laid this weekend. I promise you that. Second of all, like I said, when the chips are down, we're 1-6, 1-5, I think, in that team. The girls just lost their first game. Everyone loves to hate you, Jimmy. But you know what? They hate me because they ain't me. And remember, everyone, you're always playing for number two when you're playing against me, baby.
Let's get it.
Mr. McConnell.
You know, The only thing I got is kind of like earlier, like I said, you know, try and take some time. You know, I am guilty of, you know, playing my game, leaving a lot. You know, I've stayed a lot more the last couple, I'd say the last year. Try and get to talk to people after the game, man. Even if you had a heated dispute fucking about a call or, you know, somebody pass interfered you or held you or crashed into you too hard. Try and actually fucking talk to the person instead of going mean girls in the bar and be like, don't sit with us kind of look in your face. Sit there and whisper how they're such a bitch. And then you get everyone like, oh, then you get like weak-minded Sally to be like, oh, she's a bitch because Kendra told me she's a bitch. Like, I just think if people lost that attitude, you know, after the game and just actually talk to each other, chill. Like, I'm a super easygoing guy, hard to believe off the field. I'm never serious, but I mean, I'm a fucking.
You just
Gemini.
Use the name.
I guess I'm two different personalities when it comes to that. But anyways,
you just use the name Kendra and Tito. So what the fuck? Who are you today? Kendra, are we making a fucking porno here? Jesus.
What's your porn name, Joey? What's your porn name? What's your middle name? What's your street name and your middle name? Go ahead. Want to hear
my street name? Fries Anthony. Anthony Fries. That's not bad.
Well, that sounds good. It sounds like you got a really skinny yellow dick. mine would be
Kendra and T. What the fuck is going on here, Jimmy? Jesus. Go, what's
mine's
your porn
James,
name?
James Hillside right now, but when I live with my dad, James Country Club. I like that because I picture like a fucking driver, you know, like a small shaft with like a big head. I like James Country Club.
So wait a second. That's it's middle name combined with the street? Is that what you're saying?
Middle name
yeah, it's
combined
your middle
with
name
the
and your street name. What's yours, Jim? What's your middle name?
Oh, wow. Wow, mine's pretty awesome. Lucas Poundhammer. This is funny.
You do not live on a street named Poundhammer. Seriously?
Doubt me.
Whoever the mayor of your fucking city was and they named the street must have been a freak.
Lucas Poundhammer. Wow.
Where the hell's Poundhammer? What town is that in?
I'll text you later. I can't get into it right now. Hey, I do have a final thought for the both of you guys, and this one goes out. I mean, as we're approaching the 48-minute mark, this is going to be the longest show that we've ever done.
Yeah, we went over.
Kudos going out to Ramir and the Rand. He states here that the TSL podcast has its format, and maybe it's just stale to him. He likes it. He says, don't get me wrong, but Joey Bats is like the Kool-Aid man, bursting through your wall every week. True. That can get old real fast. But for now, Ramir is thoroughly entertained, and we are really appreciative for your words.
Absolutely.
I don't have anything else. Do you guys have anything else? Because I'm ready to get out of here. Tell me.
Is Ramir actually listening to this right now? Is that,
not
is
live.
That how you know he's thoroughly entertained?
It'll be posted by tomorrow morning. He's always our first listener. He loves it. He gets the link directly sent to him.
Mr. Bass, what are some of the best ways people can reach us?
716-400-5045 is my direct line. Telegram, same thing. Can you shut up for 1 minute while I'm fucking talking, please? I'm trying to plug my fucking podcast. Jesus. Oh. We went 50 fucking minutes because you didn't shut up. 716-400-5045. I would love to have, we have no females on here. I'd love to have our first female guest. Not just for any reason, but just because females are fun. We're looking for anybody who wants to come on. Now, we don't do the normal podcast, where we go over the scores. I think we focus mainly on myself and Bobby because he's fucking here. Everyone loves to talk about themselves. So why the fuck not? If you want to come on and talk about your team, your division, your league, please reach out to me by all means. I don't got to listen. Usually we keep it on a half hour, 35 minutes. But Bobby and I, you know, Hogan and Warrior, they need to go over a little bit with the camera, you know? So please give me a call. Reach out.
36-24-36. Only she's
5'3". That's my TSL Altcast. Featuring the legendary Joey Bats. And DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Chewing.
Fuck me.